President will announce troop withdrawals from Afghanistan. So how much is that going to cost?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. President Obama's speech tonight will talk about his plans for a troop drawdown. He's expected to announce plans to pull 10,000 U.S. forces out of the country within the next year. So what are the cost implications for such a withdrawal? Todd Harrison is the Senior Fellow for Defense Budget Studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, and he's with us now. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
What kind of costs are we talking about to get the troops out of Afghanistan?
Well, there are a number of factors involved here. It's quite a logistical challenge just to pick up and move a force that's been there for almost a decade. We're looking at not only transporting troops back, but dismantling operating bases, packing up equipment, and bringing all of that home. It could cost, you know, billions of dollars. But at the same time, by not having the troops there, we'll be saving an enormous amount of money.
Well, just to put it into perspective, how much money are we talking about to keep the troops there?
Over the past 5 years or so, it's cost us an average of $1.2 million per troop per year in Afghanistan. So as we draw down our forces, we'll be saving over $1 million per troop that we bring out.
Historically, how would winding down a war in Afghanistan compare to, say, other wars and conflicts that we've been through in this country?
Undersecretary for Acquisition Ash Carter, he's referred to Afghanistan as probably the second most logistically difficult place to operate in the world, second only to Antarctica.
Ooh.
Simply because it's a landlocked country. The land routes into Afghanistan are 1,000 miles over hostile terrain, requiring security all along the way. And the country itself has very little infrastructure. So, you know, that's really what's contributed to making it such an expensive operation and logistically difficult just to get out.
How do you think the president is running through all these numbers right now?
If you go back to 2001, when we were just beginning the operation in Afghanistan, we had a balanced budget at that time. So if you look at all the decisions in between, you know, I think that's how we gradually evolved to the situation that we're in today, where the deficit has become a top domestic priority. I think there's increasing pressure to bring down government spending by whatever means necessary.
Todd Harrison, fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are mostly lower right now. Professional services firm KPMG today released its annual business climate report. Well, most bankers in the survey said they see the financial services industry improving, while the rest of the economy staggers. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow continues its small win streak, up 109 points to close at 12,190.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com. For a unique look at all of our Marketplace business and economic sustainability coverage, visit marketplace.org and click on the Sustainability tab.
The International Trade Commission is expected to rule tomorrow on a patent dispute. The argument involves Apple, BlackBerry, and Kodak, which owns a photo previewing patent. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, there could be some big developments from this one.
If you have a smartphone, you've probably used the camera.
Okay, I'm zeroing in on the tree outside my office window. Here we go. Take the photo.
That grainy preview that shows up before you take the picture, Kodak holds a patent for that process. Kodak claims Apple and BlackBerry maker RIM are using its technology without paying for it. Dan Ravisher is the executive director of the Public Patent Foundation.
You can get patents on very small components of products. So your typical cell phone could be covered by hundreds, if not thousands, of patents.
Law professor Jack Lerner says the technology has become standard on cell phones with cameras.
They need the technology to make a competitive phone.
Lerner says companies sometimes try to sneak by without paying the licensing fees. For Apple and BlackBerry, with millions of phones on the market, it makes more sense to invest in good lawyers.
It can cost anywhere from $3 to $5 million to fight an average patent. But these companies are looking at hundreds of million dollars in licensing fees. So it makes sense to fight this as much as you can.
The International Trade Commission could prevent Apple and RIM from importing phones that are assembled overseas. Attorney Paul Ackerman with Dorsey & Whitney says Kodak had a lot at stake.
I think that this intellectual property revenue is absolutely critical to their continued business models.
Kodak could gain another $1 billion. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Well, over in Britain, one argument's been settled over the use of 2012 in a name. The company called Great Exhibition 2012 has beaten off a legal threat from the organizers of the London Olympic Games. From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
With the eyes of the world on London with the Olympic Games, Julie Benson figured this would be a good time to promote Britain. So she organized a great festival, a series of exhibitions, concert shows and other events celebrating UK industry, art and architecture. But the Olympic organizers stepped in and threatened legal action if she used the date, 2012, because it would illegally latch on to the Olympic Games. Now, under a hail of bad publicity, the Olympic Committee's withdrawn its objection, much to Julie Benson's relief.
We were celebrating, yes, but something very different to sport, that they realised that actually we could work together, you know, in the sense that they could have London 2012 and we'll be in the heart of England celebrating everything else.
The Olympic lawyers have now reportedly moved on to an easier target and are threatening a butcher who designed a logo involving five interlinked rings of sausages. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Finally, has this happened to you? You're on an airplane, it's dark, you want to read your newspaper or magazine, you reach for the reading light button and you call the flight attendant instead. How embarrassing. Well, Boeing says it's come up with a miraculous solution. On its new 737s, the attendant call and light buttons have been placed far apart from each other and actually look different. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
In the United Arab Emirates, a government job can mean security and status and sometimes a fatal lack of innovation.
You look up at these concepts and you go, why don't we have that in Abu Dhabi? And it's the simplest thing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, turning Emiratis into entrepreneurs next time on Marketplace. The numbers from Wall Street and the rest of the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.